real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and also live on the internet. Mahalo for tuning in, and I know a lot of you are not happy with the elections, but it's kind of fishy. The elections officer, Scott Nagao, should have known how many people were registered to vote. Now, folks, those of you that can remember way back, did we ever have this kind of problem before, back in the 80s and 90s? No. Only recently. And it started from the Big Island. I guess they were testing the Big Island, see if they can make this funny kind of elections go. And then the rest of the islands. I don't know. Until you, the people, stand up for your rights and do something, nothing is going to change, okay? No matter how much you ramp and rage to your family, it'll never change. Look at that thing on the news, the guy Gene Tomashiro on the Big Island in Hilo. He went and argued with Abercrombie. And there was nobody that backed him up. Nobody. That's messed up. And Abercrombie, it made himself look like he was the king. And everybody had to listen to him. You know, folks, all of these politicians think that we work for them. They work for us. They're not above us. We're above them. But go look at all them politicians. They want you to bow down to them. Well, I don't know. All I can do is say, and if nobody's listening, then it's never going to change. Like on the sponsors, everybody's having a hard time. The sponsors that I recommend are good people. And if you don't patronize them, this show is going to go off the air. If you have to pay anyway, pay the sponsors that got your best interests at heart. Not the other ones that don't give a hoot. Come on, Hawaii. Patronize your sponsors. Now, those of you that won the gas card, you know, that's the first. It's been done. And it's not going to keep on going because the gallonage for Shell didn't go up. So evidently, nobody's listening. Think about it, folks. If you were a sponsor, would you keep paying if your business didn't get more customers? It doesn't make sense. That's why a lot of local racers here in Hawaii had no major sponsors like on the mainland. Why? Because they don't know how to take care and push their sponsors. You know, people putting out a lot of money to sponsor something, they're not doing it for whatever, you know. They're doing it because they want to get more business. if they don't get any business, they're not going to do it. Now, if that's what you want, then that's what you're going to get. Like the racers. The racers at Hawaii Raceway Park. What did they do to try to keep the park open? What did they do to back a politician or a person that was going to try to get them to stay at that raceway park or get a new one? They did nothing. Absolutely nothing. So now they got nothing. It don't have to be. But it's coming. So, it's like the bowlers. Hawaii TV Bowling is going to go off the air. Scott Mitomura has health issues, and there's nobody willing to step up to the plate and help out. I don't know. The local people thinking beats me. And no matter how much I say to use Shell Premium, nobody's doing it. I wouldn't recommend something that's not good. I wouldn't recommend Autotech if they were top of the line. You think I would recommend something that wasn't good so you could come back and say, hey, that wasn't good. The guy did bum job. No, I wouldn't. There's a lot of people that wanted to come on as sponsors for this show. And I turned them down because I cannot endorse that product. It wasn't good. I try to put out everything that is really good. Like Crestec Cleaning Center has excellent cleaning things. I just recently did a cleaning test with a Degreaser 2000 from Crestec. Again, Simple Green and Super Clean and all the rest of the cleaners out there. And you know what? The Degreaser 2000 was the best. The best as far as leftover odor, most of all cleaning, power of cleaning. The Degreaser 2000 was there. That was the best, the strongest. And it did not discolor metal. So, anyway, that's my test finding on that. Now, all this thing I'm telling you, if we need to change. If you love the Shell trivia, then, you know, like I said, it's not bad gas. It's good. And if you put in the low grade, that's fine. It's your car. You're going to have engine problems down the road. It's not going to live long. It's like eating junk food. How long you live. Okay? Have your car live healthy. Feed it good fuel, good oil. You're listening, Bob? This is for Bob. Good oil. From the beginning of time, when Bob first came on, he used the wrong oil. There is no cheap way, folks. The cheap way is using the best oil that goes the longest without having have to change it again. Okay? And the good oil protects your engine. Every week, we're getting calls from people that have engine damaged because they're using cheap gas and bad oil. So, which of it is cheaper? The cheap oil or buy a new engine? It's your choice. Okay, so, anyway. A lot of people not happy with this election. That's true. Okay, so, why don't we start with a trivia, a Shell trivia. give you some time to look it up on the computer, if it's on the computer. Okay? And this trivia prize is sponsored by Shell Gasoline. All three grades now have 20% more nitrogen-enriched cleaning agents for even more protection from performance-rubbing gunk. No other gasoline protects better than Shell. Okay? Shell's the best. The Shell premium is 92. Okay, here's the first trivia. And let's see how many of you seniors, that's making it nice, dinosaurs, can remember what was there before the Wailana coffee shop. The Wailana coffee shop on Ala Moana. What was there before the Wailana coffee shop? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay. And if you have a question about your car or whatever, give us a call. Or you have a comment, you can also give us a call. This, my show is very, very flexible. We talk about just about everything. Okay? So, electric cars is not cars that I recommend. Electric cars are very high in EMF. Okay? EMF is one of the highest causes for cancer. So, we also have a device for your home or your business that can cut that EMF down almost to zero. Okay? If you're interested in that, you can go to my website, and on the front, the top, the very top, they have a big M standing for Momentus. Click on that and check it out if you want more info. We're going to have a meeting one evening to explain it more in detail. Okay? So, anyway. Okay. Oh, good morning, Wanda. Okay, now, if several people drive your car, I recommend cleaning the steering wheel with a cleaner from Crestec Cleaning Center that also disinfects the steering wheel. Okay? Those of you, or you're buying a used car or a new car, clean the steering wheel. You never know who grabbed what. Okay? Okay, who's on the line, Wanda?
We have Ann from Waianae.
Hi, Ann.
Hi there.
You're on the air.
Yeah, oh, I'm just guessing that it's KDI.
What is KDI?
Kapilani Drive-In.
Is that your final answer?
The only answer I've got.
Hey, you dinosaur, eh?
Older than you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm just a baby dinosaur.
Absolutely.
Wow, congratulations, you won it.
I did, thank you.
You got free gasoline.
Woohoo!
Hang on and give Wanda your info.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a winner. Now, motor oils with no metal protector in it is the biggest cause of engine failure. Now, some politicians high up there in office claim that today's cars, today's engines, do not need metal protector. What makes them so smart? It's your engine, folks. Be careful. Like everything else we eat, we use, we gotta be careful what we're using, where it came from, and all of that. Not like the good old days when everything was easy. You don't have to have seals on it and all that stuff. when the children went trick-or-treating, you didn't have to check every candy, where it came from, what it had in it. But people were good then, back then. Okay, so if you've got a question, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, so, and seat belts. Again, I'm going to say, seat belts, for me, is unconstitutional. We got to go to break?
Yes, we do. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has the perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling along. And how's rolling along, Bob?
Rolling along, Bob, is a little sad, but you know what? I'm keeping my head up because I got through the election. And, you know, as usual, what I voted for didn't go through. But, you know, in the end, you just, like you're saying, you just got to do the best you can, keep your head up. And, you know, there's another election in a few years, and hopefully it doesn't crumble around us and there's nothing we could do about it. And, you know, like you say, take care of your family. And, you know, most of us, we just do the best we can. And I don't know what more you could ask for than that. What do you think, George?
Well, I think the election's all been fixed.
Yeah. Oh, and by
the way.
That's
my feelings.
And by the way, last week I said it was $2 billion spent on the election. The total for all of it was $6 billion.
Wow.
Which is, yeah.
So, ridiculous.
But like you say, you know, you run on your belief, you support people, you vote what you believe, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, you kind of have to go, well, we got to wait and try again. And hopefully, you know, people will learn, you know, that.
Bob, I think we got to go back to the old-fashioned way. Paper, check the name, count by human beings, not by electronics.
Yeah, because, you know, it's funny. People show up to vote. They don't have enough ballots.
How can that be?
I know.
How can that be?
That's what I mean about this. Some things I just have no answer for.
You sell 1,000 tickets for dinner, and you make only 500?
Right, exactly.
Come on.
Like they have no idea how many people are signed up to vote.
Yeah.
It's just unacceptable.
The people of Hawaii, not that stupid.
Right, but just like the governor said, oh, well, you know, nothing I can do about it. I'm just the governor.
Yeah, he's the one to blame.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He's a lead man.
I know. You're preaching to the choir. So anyway, I'm going to go find the right oil for my car. I do listen to what you say, you know.
I don't think so.
So, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next on the phone?
We have Richard from Waipahu.
Hey, Richard.
Hi. I want to ask you a short question, George.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still recommend that Royal Purple Synchromesh transmission?
Yes.
Annual transmission fluid for early Muncie?
Yes. Any Muncie, any 4-speed, 5-speed transmission, yes.
Oh, okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Dot3 Dean on the line.
Who's that?
Just as I had said, remember I said I'll probably call the show after Rolling Bob. Just like I kept to my word, didn't I?
you're about 10 minutes late.
Anyway, what happened was that just wanted to tell your listeners again. Today's treat is we tested a sample of Shell V Power 92 octane from McCulley. That was from the McCulley Street Shell station. And looks like, yep, it's a solid 92, so that's good to know. Just wanted to share that.
It's a 90.
Mm-hmm.
All the Shell gas in Hawaii is 90.
Mm-hmm.
A V-Power is not 92, it's 90.
90, okay, well, I mean, that's still better than what the competition has to offer.
Oh, yeah, that's the only one that's 90.
Yeah.
The Tesoro used to be 89 and now 87.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. If you have a comment, question, whatever. Yeah, the old days on the 4-speed transmissions for Chrysler, Ford, and GM, the old theory that we had way back, was 90 weight transmission oil. Yes, this was thick. And you had to be a gorilla to shift that because it was really hard to shift. Well, now we found that like Raw Purple and Amsoil makes a synthetic manual transmission fluid that is really lightweight and not even close to 90 weight, but yet protects 100 times better than a 90 weight trans oil of the old days. But the best thing about it, the shifting is so easy and so smooth. Unreal. It's unreal. Okay? So, if you have one of those classic cars, change the transmission oil to the Royal Purple manual transmission fluid or the AMSOIL manual transmission fluid. Much, much better. For those of you on Kauai, you can get that oil from Harvey Maeda. And Harvey also has that electronic rust-proofing device that is awesome. He also has that awesome ethanol. If you haven't tried it, you're lost. Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813. Now, you people in Kauai, I know you're scared of using it. It's your loss, because it is awesome. For those of you on Molokai and Maui, you can call Sybil. Sybil Lopez has ethanol. Her number is 336-1587. 336-1587. If you want that ethanol here on Oahu, well, Nita's Auto Repair has it. And we also have the electronic rust-proofing device that is so good. Okay? So, check it out. If you have a new car, I highly recommend using the electronic rust-proofing device. Really works. Harvey on Kauai was the one that turned me on to it. He said that thing really works. He checked it out. So, anyway. Give me a call if you have any questions. 808-296-5467. Okay, so anyway, the rich people that are supposed to get taxed a little bit more, they're smart, you know. They put their money in tax shelters, you know, like bungalows. Yeah. So nobody knows how much they have. No, they put it into cars, gold, platinum, and diamond. And that way the banks don't inform the government of what they have. But yet the value keeps going up even faster than the bank. Go try it. If you don't believe me, try it. Get a classic car. In 2 years, look at the interest it went, how much it went up. Versus $2,000 in the bank for 2 years and see how much the interest went up. I don't think so. Okay? Anyway. If you're worried about your electric bill going up and you see how Abercrombie is going to cut the tax credit or whatever on those solar panels and stuff, well, the EMS, this electronic miser, will cut your electric bill up to 20%. They'll guarantee you that it will save you electricity at least 8%. If it doesn't, you get your money back. But most of all, folks, it takes away the EMF. Okay? EMF is the biggest cause of cancer. Once you have cancer, then it's too late to go get this kind of stuff. Everybody always wait till too late. Don't wait till too late. Do it before. Okay? So, anyway. Why does Japan not have junk cars on the streets? For those of you that visited Japan, you notice that you didn't find any junk cars on the road? Because it's against the law. If you have a dent, they impound your car. If your car is rusting, they impound your car. So, that's one good way of cutting down traffic. The rail is too late, folks. It's too late to do rail. If you think it's a good idea, no, it's not. The accident that happened the other day on the freeway, causing all that traffic, is similar to what's going to happen every day when they start building the rail and closing down the freeways. They have to close the freeway because it's going to go across the freeway in certain sections. Why do you think they did not start the rail from Ala Moana? If they started from Ala Moana, you're going to see a whole mess of traffic. Then the people, will be crying and screaming, no rail. They're starting it for Kapolei because it doesn't make traffic. And by the time you see the traffic, it'll be too late to stop it. Don't you think it's funny that they didn't tell you that? Think about it. It's common sense. It's going to create traffic. That's why I'm saying it's too late for rail. We got to find some other way. You can't even put a double-decker freeway. Because that's going to shut down the freeway down the bottom. The surgery, I call it the surgery, to the traffic problem in Honolulu cannot be done. The patient will not make it. Okay? It's going to have to go another way. Like the super ferry from Ever Beach to Aloha Towers, or maybe even a tunnel. Or the Chinese bus. Anything but rail. Anything that will not disturb traffic as it is today. Think about it, folks. It's common sense. It's a no-brainer. That little accident that happened on the freeway caused traffic all the way to Waikiki. Unbelievable. Can you stand that for a few years? Well, I guess we got to go to break.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up,
giddy up. If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And here's the second trivia sponsored by Shell. Shell gasoline. All three grades now have 20% more nitrogen-enriched cleaning agents for even more protection from performance-rubbing gunk. No other gasoline protects better than Shell. And that's true. But who uses it? Not all my listeners. Anyway, if they don't see an increase in gallonage, it's going to end. Okay, so, anyway, you need to patronize sponsors. And if it was junk stuff, I wouldn't put it on, folks. No. Okay? All right, here's the question. Again, it's for dinosaurs, because the city don't care for dinosaurs. They tax the living daylights out of them. and even tax their homes to the point where they have to go homeless. No class. Anyway, where was the Playmore Bowling Alley? A Playmore Bowling Alley. Where was that located? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. If you know where Playmore Bowling Alley was. Playmore. Okay? Yeah. It's for dinosaurs. Give us a call if you got the answer. If not, well, we'll just tell you, call back, try again. Okay, so anyhow, if you got a question, give us a call. We don't just go strictly by whatever, okay? Okay, so the rule that they have in Japan about the cars getting damaged on that is very good, you know. If you think about it, then people will be more careful when they drive. When they pull into a parking space, they won't bump into your car. Because, you know, if they damage their car and your car, they won't be able to drive it. They got to leave it right there and have it towed away. Because otherwise, the policeman see you with a damaged car on the road, he'll impound your vehicle and then it'll cost you arm and a leg to get it back. So, might be a good idea. Okay? And Hawaii is only 6 of the 50 states that require safety check. Why is that? Because they dropped the federal funding for safety check. So the smart states canceled it. Except for Hawaii, of course. We still have it. So if majority of the states don't have it, why do we have it? Okay, who's on the line?
We have Mel from Macaulay.
Hey, Mel.
Yeah. The trivia, was it Richardson Hotel?
Where? Where is that?
Richardson Macaulay. Right on the corner.
Huh? Macaulay?
Richardson Hotel.
Uh-oh. Call us back. Richard and where?
Richardson Hotel.
Richardson Hotel.
What hotel?
Richard Street and Hotel Street.
Oh, just playing with him. You and Dinosaur, yeah? Where did he go? Richard. Did you hang him up?
The what?
You must be on Dinosaur. You used to bowl there.
No. I used to pass around there.
Ah, okay. Congratulations. Give Wanda your information.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Doug from Waianae.
Hey, Doug. Oh? Hello?
Hey, George?
Yeah.
The gentleman before me has given you the correct answer. Am I right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for another try and hopefully get through this time.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, the dinosaurs, they got to get faster fingers. The fingers too slow dialing. Maybe using the old dial-type telephone. Anyway. The trivia prize, folks, you got 30 days to claim it. Otherwise, it goes back in the pot for another round. Okay? 30 days as of today to claim your prize. Okay? For the Shell gas card. And try to patronize the Shell. And if you got a fender banger, patronize Autotech. They do great work. I mean, really great work. Especially if you have a new car, you don't want, you know, it's a heck when somebody hits your car and, you know, it's so depressing that you got a brand new car and somebody hits it. Or you hit the pole, like in some cases. My customers tell me the pole moved in front of them. So, anyway. Or the wives also always say, oh, my husband was the one. He was drinking and he hit the pole. Or the husband say, oh, my wife did that. Always blaming people, yeah? But anyway. You know the development in the West Oahu? Does anybody know if EIS was taken for that? Forever? Kapolei and all that? I don't think it was. Because part of the EIS would be sewers and electric and traffic. If EIS was taken, we would not be having this problem of traffic. And they want to develop some more? They're already having problem with the sewer. Where are they going to put the sewer for the new development? Huh? Think about that. And where are they going to get the money for the rail? Where is it going to come from? From us, from the people. Yeah, they want jobs, but you're doing jobs. You're not supposed to affect the rest of the island. What about doing an ethanol project that will not take away and add to your taxes, but give you more jobs? We buy ethanol from Brazil every year. Why not make our own from sugarcane? Same as the one coming from Brazil. Don't know. If you haven't tried ethanol, you should try it. It's to your benefit. Those cars running on ethanol, 2 gallons, 3 gallons, 4 gallons, never have a problem with fuel injectors. It keeps the fuel injectors really clean. By adding that 2 gallons to the Shell gasoline, it makes the injectors even cleaner. So, it's your loss if you don't use it. But I recommend using it and trying it. Go try the Shell V-Power. See the difference in your gas mileage. A gas mileage is measured on the freeway or an open road, not idling in traffic. Traffic is not mileage. Okay? So, anyway, I don't recommend buying used cars today because the economy is bad. People will not sell a perfectly good car. They're going to sell something that's giving them a lot of problems. Okay? So, I don't recommend buying used cars. Crestec Cleaning Center has the Royal Purple HPS oil. Okay? Crestec Cleaning Center is the only place that has the HPS, High Performance Street Royal Purple Oil, that has high metal protector in it. So if you want good oil, go get it from Crestec Cleaning Center. Okay, they're located just a couple doors Waikiki of McKinley Car Wash on Kapi'olani Boulevard. Property tax for seniors should be taken away. The seniors shouldn't have to pay for property tax. The tax, I mean, for those homes, if they live and own their own home, they shouldn't be charged property tax. Because they're having a hard time already with fixed income. Why make it harder? It's just for the seniors that own and live in their own homes. So hopefully a politician is listening and will try to help. I doubt it, though. If I saw a flying Hawaiian donkey, maybe. Okay, it's time for a break?
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And did you see the news about they're going to resurface the freeway, H1 freeway, a short portion? And they're going to take 1 year to do that? Folks, try thinking about this. If these people did the freeways on the mainland, how long would it take to do the freeway across L.A.? 4 years? On the mainland, they can resurface the freeway in 2 months. Why does it take 1 year for that short distance? An enormous amount of money. Okay, who's on the phone?
We have Gwen from Waianae.
Hi, Gwen. Hello. What happened? What happened to the phone?
I don't know. You want Gwen to call us back again?
Well, try it again. sorry about that, but maybe a little spider's got on the phone line. Anyway, I don't get it. You know, in Hawaii, it takes so long to do just simple stuff that mainland can do it overnight. And you want them to do a rail? Dreaming. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Gwen back on.
Hi, Gwen.
Huh? Still bad connection.
What happened with the line? Oh, I don't know. Why don't you deadline that line, put it on hold, so the next time she calls in, she's on another line. How's that?
Can try that.
Okay, so
call us back, Gwen.
Okay. In the meantime, I guess next week the trivias are going to be for younger people. Okay? Because some younger people were complaining that I got to give them a chance to win a gas card. So, okay. Next week we'll do that. Okay, do we have Gwen back on?
Yes, we do. Hopefully it works.
Hi, Gwen.
Hi, George. I just wanted to tell you thank you for having fixed my car yesterday. You and Todd did an excellent job and really appreciate it. I felt a big difference when I went on the freeway.
Well, the CV shaft that you had to replace was dangerous, and it's a good thing you did it.
Yeah, and with the ethanol, I mean, you know, how can you go wrong? You know, those two, you know, your excellent work and your ethanol can't go wrong.
But you love it, huh? You love the ethanol.
Oh, yes. And I think everybody should try it before they knock it down.
No, 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 no. More for us.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you. I
Thanks,
appreciate
it.
Okay. Thank you. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, I know a lot of people out there thinking, oh, paid commercial announcement. Well, up to you. You try it. Okay? And a lot of people don't want to try ethanol. That's fine. Their loss, not mine. If you find that your car is using motor oil, at every so often you have to put oil in, it's because of the quality of the fuel. If the fuel, the octane, is too low, the piston will rattle in the engine and pass oil through to the exhaust. Okay? And it'll go out the exhaust. You will not see an oil leak because it's being burned out the exhaust. It's due to low octane fuel. And the higher the octane, the less oil you're going to use. So a lot of people don't even know that they don't have motor oil. This lady came in the other day, had only 1 quart of motor oil in her engine. We had to put in 4 quarts of oil. Wow. You know, and she doesn't use ethanol. So she's wondering, how does the oil go out if there's no leak? So we had to explain to her how it goes out. And by the way, she's using the 87 gasoline. It's not good. So if you're using up oil and you're not you don't have a leak, then more than likely it is the octane too low. Okay? Using ethanol will cut that out. So, okay. If you got a question, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who's next?
We have James. He Ooh. Said his safari friend.
Hello?
Hello, is this George?
Yes.
I just got one simple question. You know, I drive down Pearl City area, and there's a service station. I think it's a Union service station. Why don't they publicize no ethanol in the gas?
Okay, let me explain that.
Yeah.
In 2006, EPA required all oil companies in America to take out this chemical called MTBE. It's actually called anti-NOx. When you take the anti-NOx out, you need to put something else back in that is not cancerous or bad for the health. And that chemical was ethanol. Ethanol is not cancerous, is not bad for your health. Ethanol is actually vodka that people drink. Okay? Now,
well, I drink a lot of vodka.
If you take the ethanol out, there is no anti-NOx put in. That gasoline with no ethanol will pound the living daylights out of the pistons.
Hey, by the way, George, I just want to ask you a simple question. You know, I'm a friend of Earl Safari. We grew up together.
Yeah.
But why do they put a big sign at a service station that says no ethanol in the gas?
Because people in Hawaii all say that ethanol damages their engine.
All the time I've been listening to you, it doesn't damage the engine.
No, it doesn't. Because Brazil has been on 100% ethanol since 1955.
So should I go to the service station owner and tell him what the hell are you guys doing down there?
No.
No.
No. The people wanted it, so let them have it.
Let them have it, okay.
Okay?
George, I enjoy listening to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, who's next?
We have Monty from Kalihi.
Hi, Monty.
Hi, George.
What's up?
Thank you for your program.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I don't drive anymore. You know, and I wish the city and county would lower my property tax.
That is, you know, the politicians that get into office, they have no feelings for the seniors, and you know, it's sad. Oregon, there is no property tax for seniors.
You know, and besides that, what they do with all the money?
For the rail.
Oh, can't they fix the roads?
Oh, no, they're not going to fix it.
You know, I ride that bus, and
the bus is having a hard time survive.
Shake, rattle, and roll.
Yep. You know what the mileage is on the on the diesel they burn on the bus?
No.
1 mile a gallon.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Terrible.
Yeah, well, I get along in a wheelchair with the battery and battery powered. When I go across the road, especially in the...
Terrible, yeah?
Career, man, just like riding on bucking horse.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
it's sad that our politicians are not like way back 40 years ago. Yeah.
Well, what we gotta do, I think, is get a group together and complain.
That's
to City Hall.
That would work, but you saw in Hilo, on this one man that argued against Abercrombie, and nobody else backed him up. I said.
Well, I don't like Abercrombie, I tell you that.
I don't either.
And I don't like Obama.
Yeah, I don't either.
How did a fraud like Obama get into office? You know.
I don't know.
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, thank you, George.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Aloha. Okay. And hopefully, some politician will change and cut the property tax for seniors. They tell the seniors, you got to fill out a form so they can lower it a little bit and then raise them up again next year. You know, that's a joke, folks. Come on. Take care of the seniors. What is this? Cut the property tax. They're having a hard time enough with everything else so sky high. Cut that property tax for the seniors. Come on, folks. Call your representatives, your council people, and tell them. Okay? If they're working for us and we're not working for them, they'll do it. But they have that arrogant feeling that they're the boss. So anyway, take care of each other, folks. And remember, help each other. That's the only way it's going to work. Don't fight each other. Okay? Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
Program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.